A reading from John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The global visionary, humanitarian, and writer Danan Perry uses the imagery of a trapeze artist to describe how humans navigate through growth and change. He swings along, Perry writes of himself, hanging from a bar that symbolizes confidence and certainty. But then the trapeze artist sees swinging toward him another bar. "I know in that place in me that knows that this new trapeze bar has my name on it. It is my next step, my growth, my aliveness coming to get me. In my heart of hearts, I know that for me to grow, I must release my grip on this present well-known bar and move to the new one, as a trapeze artist would. But letting go of a thing that's certain requires surrendering control and knowledge. It means hovering in a space where the past is past and the future is not yet certain, not yet seen." Perry concludes, "Perhaps this is the essence of what the mystics call the faith experience. No guarantees. No net, no insurance policy. But you do it anyway, because somehow to keep hanging on to that old bar is no longer on the list of alternatives. So for an eternity that can last a microsecond or 1,000 lifetimes, I soar across the dark void of the past is gone, the future is not yet here." Nicodemus is swinging on a bar that's certain, but he too sees another bar in sight. So he comes to Jesus under cover of night. Nicodemus, we read, is a Pharisee and a leader of the Jews. He's a learned man with a whole library of experience and reference to the historical knowledge of his people. His own name translated means conqueror of the people. In other words, one writer says, Nicodemus is a king on a hill. He's a man on top. He's secured that coveted place of status, of financial security and respectability. He's not really on a path. Nicodemus has made it. Yet Nicodemus recognizes there's something new before him in Jesus. He seeks to understand the path that Jesus sets forth, but does so privately at night, because he's sure that his peers will judge him for considering an alternative to the fixed path of certainty he's been on. My friend and fellow UCC minister John Allen writes that his behavior suggests that Nicodemus knew he was defecting, at least in some small way, by going to speak with this radical rabbi. And Jesus does not disappoint. He calls Nicodemus to walk away from the power and privilege of his leadership position and join in a lost cause for justice and liberation, to cast in his lot with outlaws and outcasts. That's the leap Jesus calls forth from Nicodemus. Let go of the trapeze bar of his titles, his privilege, his rank, his status, in order to grab a new and humble bar, which Christ is on. Jesus describes the sort of whole life transformation that this involves. You must be reborn, he says. The Greek word here, anothen, contains a universe of meanings and possibilities. It suggests born from above, born again, born anew. This is what's necessary to see the kingdom of God, Jesus tells Nicodemus. Whereas he's used to a life of certainty, knowledge, order, and tradition, Jesus calls Nicodemus to a new life of surrender and vulnerability, like trusting the wind or water to carry you where it chooses, where the Spirit blows. These days, language about being born again stirs up all sorts of unnecessary controversy, doesn't it? There's this fight that seems to be had culturally all the time about who's had a born-again religious experience authentically and who's not. That's used as a measure of who's in heaven and who's not. But it helps me to understand the Jesus invitation, born again in a new way. Begin living a new life, or living in a new way. In Bible study this week, we came up with a metaphor from the world of technology. Being born anew is like being rebooted, if you're a computer, or debugged, or even a whole-scale reformatting. It's not about being saved in the eternal sense of calling dibs on your seat in heaven, but a changing of the heart in this life, and a desire to start again right here and now. To be born again, John Allen writes, is to enter the world with a new set of guiding principles, a new way of approaching everything, and a radically altered perception. So, church, what ways are we invited or called out by Jesus to start anew today? The question comes to us individually and as a congregation and as a church more broadly. Yesterday, I gathered in retreat with 15 other board members and staff of the Minnesota Conference, which is our statewide network in the United Church of Christ. We were there to begin what will be a months-long discernment process, asking, what's God up to now in our society, in our state, and in the 135 churches of the United Church of Christ here? Together we prayed and sought to grasp what the church of the future might be. Try it. It's a challenge. And what our responsibility might be as a connectional network, as the Minnesota Conference. The only certainties we have are that change will continue to accelerate in church and society, that we're called to keep adapting further, and that the joyful, transformative mission of Jesus Christ will continue, albeit in new and still undiscovered ways. In our group this past week, the Tuesday morning Bible study suggested ways that we might be called into something new as a congregation. What would it look like for us to receive as daunting a summons as Nicodemus does from Jesus? One person wondered if it's the challenge of changing musical commitments and styles in worship. Another said, perhaps we're called to re-examine the value of a church building itself. Still a third wondered about the place of ancient scripture in modern life. What is God calling us to as a church? These are just some of the paradigm shifts that we're challenged to consider, moving from a top of the mountain Nicodemus stance to a vulnerable new birth for the sake of the world. What about you? What new leap of faith is before you today? What are you challenged to leave behind, to let go of, and to leap for? Do you hear the invitation to a robust faith, marked by personal and sacrificial commitment, rather than the received habits of our traditions and ancestors? Making faith personal, yours, now. Perhaps it's the unwelcome prod of a discontinued job, the slow healing from an injury, or the foreign fields of grief at a loved one's loss, or maybe in the helpful reframing of one commentator, what if born anew is not about leaving your old life behind entirely? What if it's about finding a way to bring rebirth to the life, the relationship, the job you currently have? Sometimes leaving it all behind is a way forward. Other times our dreams of leaving blind us to the opportunities to rebirth what we currently have. I don't know what it is for you, or for me all the time. Are we prompted to see anew, seeing possibility as a people instead of despair, looking for love in the face of apathy without or within, seeing reconciliation and peace where there may now only be violence? Does seeing the world differently call us to act differently, showing forgiveness and hope and healing? What leap are you called to make? Come and see what you can be at the invitation of Jesus, leaping from a used-up certainty to open-ended possibility, swinging with the Holy Spirit. We can do any of these new things, church, or something altogether different, only because we swing above a net that is beyond our grasp or understanding or control. Like a trapeze artist, a net protects and holds us. We overhear with Nicodemus the saving love, which is God's grace, whether we're on this bar or that one or hung in the middle. God chose to make a leap from heaven to be with us here on earth. Because God so loved the world, we read. And furthermore, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, thank God, but in order that the world might be saved through him. In other words, the gift of God in Jesus Christ must not become a snare used to condemn or cast out those who are not in the Christian fold. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Rather, it's a safety net of compassion, of care, and healing and forgiveness that Jesus spreads out below us on this daring discipleship path from one to the next. Let us then trust the amazing grace of God, which we know in Jesus. Let us take the great leap of faith when the invitation is set before us. Let us, too, be born anew. Amen.